there have been some new developments concerning last week's events in Washington, D.C. Several arrests were made over the weekend in connection with Wednesday's riot at the U.S. Capitol building. Charges include entering a restricted building without lawful authority, violent entry, and disorderly conduct. There have been 5 deaths related to the incident. A supporter of President Donald Trump, who is also an Air Force veteran, was shot and killed by police as she tried to enter the Capitol building on Wednesday. A Capitol police officer who was attacked while trying to stop some rioters died of his wounds the next day, and 3 people died from medical emergencies they had while they were at the Capitol. The U.S. Capitol Police Chief has resigned from his job. He was in charge of the main law enforcement agency that protects the building. The Justice Department says 300 agents and officers from other groups, like the FBI and U.S. Marshals, were sent to help Wednesday. But by the time the additional officers got there, Capitol Police had already lost control. The people who were serving as the House of Representatives Sergeant-at-Arms and the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, the chief law enforcement officers of these chambers, also resigned after Wednesday's events.